This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to speak to Joe Desmond, who's the Deputy Secretary of Energy for the state of California and also the primary energy advisor for Governor Schwarzenegger. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Thank you, Mike.
Mark. It's okay. I'm not the energy advisor.
And I can't remember somebody's name.
It's okay. A press release has just come out from your office.
That's correct. The
headline, Governor Schwarzenegger calls for 1 million solar energy systems in California homes. Let me applaud you first and then ask you, why now?
Well, I think it's important now because if you look at what's happening in California and where the growth is occurring in housing and the governor's stated commitment, this is the opportunity for him to follow up on his campaign pledge and his State of the State address in which he said he would encourage the use of solar energy systems, photovoltaic systems, in the state of California.
Now, in fact, well, all of California is sunny California, except I guess the furthest northern reaches, which almost gets to be like Oregon. This is the areas where the new housing developments are going to be taking place over the next 20 years are especially sunshine full, aren't they?
That is correct. A lot of the growth that we see occurring today and in the future is in the Central Valley and Inland Empire area, precisely where you get a lot of sun and ideal opportunities to place solar energy systems on a home.
Okay. Now, what are the major provisions of this bill, or even more basically, is this a proposal he's sending to the legislature? Is it something he's going to do administratively, or what's
no,
what's
this
the procedural
is,
story?
This was unveiled right. as a bill, SB 199.
All right.
What it calls for, there's a number of things that this bill calls for. First off, it establishes a set of funds to provide for incentives. Those incentives are scheduled to decline over time, but provide enough of a jump start to the market that allows competition and increases in production and volume to occur so that the costs of solar energy systems drop over time for homeowners.
Right.
A couple of certainly key points for folks to keep in mind. The program is available for both new and existing homes. One of the major significant changes here is that all new home builders, beginning in 2008, this would be of developments, subdivisions,
right,
have to offer solar as an option for customers in the new home. So what this does is it allows customers the chance to make an informed choice. The builders have to provide the option for solar, what that cost would be, and at the same time, the California Energy Commission will be developing the estimates of savings based on the size of the house, the size of the PV system, the electricity rate and the cost projections, and how it would be operated. So with that information and the cost, consumers will have all the data points they need to be able to decide whether this is something that's good for them.
Okay, give us a little bit more by way of data points in terms of the curve, the rising curve of electrical power generation by non-photovoltaic means and the declining curve that will be accelerated by what you're doing, and at what point in time and at what level do you expect that they'll cross and solar power will become much more competitive than
it
is?
Well, you sort of have a little bit of the chicken and the egg. You know,
right.
On one hand, if you look back in recent history, a lot of people think solar can be an expensive option, but
right.
What they're probably not aware is that the prices of solar systems have continued to decline. What we're trying to do here is jumpstart that market. We do that by providing today an incentive that begins at about $2.50 per watt and then declines to zero over time as the price of PV systems decline and they become cost-effective on their own through a combination of both looking at the electricity savings generated by the system and the purchase price.
The Department of Water and Power here in Los Angeles has had a green energy program and has a program of subsidizing pretty heavily solar power, and it hasn't worked too well in Los Angeles, according to most reports. What are you going to do differently to make sure that there is a higher rate of adoption based on these kind of incentives?
Well, I think what the Los Angeles Department of Water and Power program showed is that the performance of solar systems is highly dependent on the orientation of the home, the quality of the installation, meaning the factors associated with how it was installed, the angle of the house, and whether or not there's any shade. So there's a lot of factors that are involved in making a decision. What we're doing differently here is, while it's the responsibility of the builders to provide it as an option, the Energy Commission will also develop a series of detailed cost estimates, savings estimates, that customers can get a really good feel for what the expected benefits are.
Okay.
That's part of it. The other thing that the Commission is tasked with doing is to provide technical assistance to the builders, the contractors, and other customers interested in this particular area on how to install them properly,
okay.
What how the systems perform. So there's a lot that's in here that has a benefit to encourage the reduction in the performance for PV systems.
Presumably the state of California has a lot of buildings and uses a lot of energy. Is the state of California going to make itself a model customer by installing a lot of photovoltaic installations for itself?
Certainly. In fact, there was a recent solicitation that went out and bids came back in to install commercial solar photovoltaic systems on about 9 very large buildings owned by the state of California. So, yes, California intends to lead by example.
And what about employment within California, both at the R&D side and the manufacturing side? How do you imagine this will affect that?
Well, there should be quite a positive impact here. We have already seen that one of the major manufacturers announced an opening of both a sales and service office in the San Diego region. Other companies are now looking at what they need to do to invest in California. What we're really trying to do here is send a very clear signal that California is committed to renewable energy and certainly committed to encouraging the use of solar where it makes sense. Now the manufacturers can, with that confidence and knowledge, make the investment in jobs and in manufacturing facilities, production facilities, and additional research in the state to help meet that demand.
Now, I interviewed some people in the energy area in New Mexico last week,
mm-hmm.
and they were planning on making New Mexico the premier state for solar energy. Is there kind of going to be a photovoltaic gap here, and is there going to be a race between New Mexico and California to get the most solar?
Well, certainly Governor Owens has always also spoke very highly about renewable research, and I would point out that Governor Schwarzenegger and Governor Owens...
Governor Richardson.
Yeah, I'm sorry, thank you, Governor Richardson.
Okay.
Owens is Colorado.
Right.
Governor Richardson were the recent sponsors of the Western Governors Association Clean Energy Resolution.
Right, they
which
were.
Calls for the development. So I think that maybe you have a friendly rivalry,
right.
But certainly given the size of California, and if you were to measure it either both in megawatts or in homes, California clearly, I think, is going to come out on top.
Okay, good. I want to thank you. We're going to talk maybe next
very
week.
Good.
In more detail about some of these issues, but
all
thanks
right,
for
Mark.
Talking to us on California Politics today now.
You're welcome.
Right. Bye.
Bye.